Welcome back to Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. When you listen to KMOX newscasts, you're getting information from our reporters and news anchors, and many times our first contact on stories is someone in public relations, the people who handle the communication for public and private organizations. Every year, PR software company Cision surveys thousands of journalists about their work and their needs. And with me now is Senior Director of Content, Mary Lorenz. Thank you so much for being with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So for our listeners, give us your perspective on the relationship between reporters and PR professionals.
Well, it's interesting, right? I mean, they both have their dynamic where PR professionals, you know, rely on journalists for helping get amplify their stories and bring awareness to their clients. And journalists are also, though, have their obligation to tell unbiased news. But at the same time, PR professionals do provide, you know, value in terms of helping set up stories, giving them story ideas, helping them set up interviews, and really to like making sure that they're connected with experts who can speak to certain subject matters. So it's an ideal world. It's a very mutually beneficial relationship.
So let's dig into this. You do this survey every year with reporters. For this year, was there anything that you heard from journalists that really surprised you or seemed to be something new that was a challenge for reporters?
The past few years we've done this, we always ask about the biggest challenges they're seeing with journalism and the industry. And for the past couple of years, it's been maintaining credibility as a trusted news source, which isn't actually all that surprising given, you know, the pandemic happening, the emergence of AI, social media, spreading misinformation. So really trying to navigate that. But this year, what emerged as the second biggest challenge was the struggle to adapt to changing audience behaviors around media consumption, which we think really has to do with the shift of audiences toward social media to rely on their news. And we're also seeing that shift with journalists, right? Becoming content creators, moving to like platforms like Instagram to tell their stories and get their news out. And I think that's them following their audiences.
One of the things that I keep hearing is how we need to start embracing artificial intelligence in our newsrooms. What did you hear from the thousands of journalists that you talk to around the world about AI?
Yeah, so it's interesting because AI actually came in sixth as the biggest challenge for journalism in the last year. But at the same time, nearly half of journalists have used it to some degree. Not a ton, only about 5% cops using it frequently, but most are using it. Most, you said they are using it for things like brainstorming topics, doing research, doing just early drafts of things. Anecdotally, we're hearing there's just a lot of curiosity around it. You know, they want to experiment. They see where it's going. And I think it's going to be interesting in the next few years to see how that adoption, you know, increases as the technology gets better, as it becomes a little bit more ubiquitous.
Now, of course, reporters rely on data to do our stories. How much are we relying in our newsrooms on data to try to tell a story to listeners?
Well, I think it's a combination of, you know, it's the data that you're looking at to see, you know, who's reading your stories and how are you engaging with audiences, and that viewership data to see, you know, what are the stories that are resonating, what are the stories we should pursue more, as well as the data that they use to, you know, maintain that credibility as a trusted news source and rely on to back up their stories. And that's also an area where PR professionals can really add value, is offering up data and research to help tell, you know, stories that audiences aren't going to get everywhere else.
When it comes to the data that we use to target our audiences, tell us about that and the needs that you hear from reporters on trying to reach the people who are using our services.
Yeah, I think it's a push and pull, right? One of the biggest struggles that we also heard from journalists was that they're struggling to maintain viewership and engagement, but also wanting to tell the important stories. But those aren't always the stories that get the attention of audiences, you know? So it's a balancing act, and not all journalists are privy to that engagement. They're not necessarily paying attention. That's, you know, their outlets That's their outlet's purview. But especially the people that are working more on Instagram and content creation, I think they're really working with their audiences and looking at that engagement to see, like, how can we give you more the information that you both want and that provides value to you.
When you do this study, and you've touched on a few things, you know, PR professionals looking at what reporters want, how do communications experts learn to tailor pitches to newsrooms to try to get their stories on the air?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's all about research, right? It's all about understanding, putting the legwork to understand your audience. And you can do that a few ways. I mean, at Cision, we promote using a media database to get, you know, intel on the people you're reaching out to find journalists and outlets where that will be relevant to your story. But also a lot of information you can get through social media. Social media is an amazing channel for understanding what journalists that you want to cover, what they're covering, what they're interested in, who their audience is, how they want to be pitched. You can also see, you know, go directly to the newsroom or to their profile, to their public profile. I've even come across journalists whose email signatures or auto responses link to their pitching guidelines. And it's sort of a like help me help you kind of situation there. But again, it all comes down to research, and it's time consuming and a lot of effort. But in the end, that's really what's going to get you the attention of journalists, is when you show that you've put in the work to make your pitch relevant to them, make your pitch meaningful to their audiences.
Is it hard sometimes for these PR professionals that they're often not the person in the spotlight? They're kind of the gatekeeper or they're the middleman in this whole relationship.
Oh, 1,000%. And that's, you know, that is where the job gets kind of really hard, is you are, you know, you're representing a client who really might, you need to keep that client accountable, especially when it comes to, you know, it's really important right now, especially for brands to be transparent. And PR professionals are sort of that, the onus kind of falls on them to make sure that the message that they're communicating is authentic to their client and what their client is actually standing for.
What else do these PR professionals gain from the survey that you do each year with journalists?
I think it's about getting insight that they don't always have, and, you know, getting access to really what's going on in their minds and the challenges of the industry. I don't think any other study really looks at last journalists, like, what are you struggling with? How are you using data? How are you using social media? What is your take on AI? And then how can PR professionals help you navigate this? So they really get an insider perspective from journalists on what they can do to be better resources, be better partners, add more value, and really not even just about getting earned media and awareness for their brand, but also just the building blocks of a good relationship that will be mutually beneficial and lead to long-term benefits down the road.
That is Senior Director of Content for Cision, Mary Lorenz. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on KMOX.
Thank you so much.